Hey, Sylvain.
Hey.
Good
Long
to see
no
you.
See.
Yeah, it's been a few months. What, back in like February, March you were here last?
Yeah, I think
something
so.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Back down from Canada visiting Redmond.
From the north.
Our lovely campus here. We are actually shooting here in building, what is this, 83 today?
83, yeah.
One of the newest buildings on campus. They're in the middle of redoing the Channel 9 studio. So we don't have a studio home, so we're going to do a shot here, a shoot here in a conference room. But I'm excited because this is a beautiful
yeah.
building.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, and you've got some awesome content for us on performance troubleshooting,
as usual.
So, hey, let's go
let's
to the conference room and shoot some shows.
Perfect.
All right, let's go. From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Sylvain Goyette.
And welcome back to Defrag Tools, the show that takes you inside Microsoft and inside Windows. We have Sylvain back with us. It's been a few months.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Back from Canada and doing some more perf stuff. You've got
as
some,
usual.
That's kind of your jam, right?
Yeah.
The perf stuff. Now, last time you were here, we talked about some ADK tools and performance, like boot performance and things like that.
Yes, yeah, CPU analysis, disk analysis, memory analysis. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to come back and build on top of this and look at some specific scenarios.
Right.
And what we can do with those tools, with WPT, with the ADK, available as usual on MSDN, right?
Yeah. We'll
for all to download.
We'll put the links there, and we'll
put
the links to our previous videos as well, if people want to go back and see those kind of as a foundation. If
exactly.
If they missed those. But so we've got Ubi we want to talk about now?
Exactly, Ubi.
Ubi, a fun word. Not everyone knows what Ubi is. Out-of-box experience.
So it's basically, when you buy a new system, the first time you boot the system, ask you for a username, create your credentials, preps the system, you get this funny color phasing animation.
Yeah, and it fades in.
Yeah, and then you get finally to the desktop, right?
Right.
So, how do you actually measure if there's a performance issue with that scenario? So this is mainly for IT pros, right, who would build their own images for enterprise scenarios.
Or
system builders like OEMs as well.
Yeah, a lot of companies have their own images that they deploy with their own software preloaded.
Yeah, or if you add group policy scripts, right, you have your own services running in the background.
Right.
All of that could impact first log-on time and responsiveness after Ubi.
Right, and when we've talked about the performance tracing before, it's always kind of go install the ADK and run like Windows Performance Recorder. But during Ubi, like you don't have the desktop yet. Right?
Yeah, you don't have the OS running; it's not set up. So how do you actually go ahead and trace something?
Yeah,
and
you just
received the machine, so yeah.
I suppose that you're going to tell us the answer.
Exactly. So. There's the concept of autologgers and global loggers in Windows. So those are basically registry keys that you can set up to turn on and off specific providers.
Like
last time we talked about CPU, disk, memory,
right?
So you could create a registry key that turns those things on boot.
Yeah.
So and there's a way to open a console during Ubi. So you just you open the console, you inject those reg keys, you reboot the machine. You go through Ubi as you would normally do, but in the background now, there's some tracing happening.
So you're actually, you boot into Ubi once, turn on your providers with the registry keys, reboot, and then start the tracing from there.
Exactly. And then it will trace nonstop until you stop the trace session.
Perfect.
Save the trace, and then you can analyze whatever is going on your system.
Great.
Whether it's a service, pegging the CPU, or you have group policy scripts running in the background. So helps you measure the first log-on time. How much time does a user have to wait to actually use the machine after they first get it?
Yeah, I know this is a big deal for OEMs. Like, nobody wants to buy a new machine and bring it home from the store.
And wait 10 minutes.
And then have to sit there while it's like doing, for however long.
You get a new brand new machine, you're excited, you want to use it right now.
You want to get to it,
right? Exactly.
And then for enterprise scenarios, obviously, you don't want to waste your employees' time. So
And once you get to the desktop, there's still maybe some things happening in the background. You still want to capture that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can stop tracing 5 minutes after boot or when you feel like the desktop is responsive.
Okay.
And then you get maybe a 2-3 gigabytes trace that you can crack open with WPA.
Great, okay.
So first thing is to, you know, on a separate machine.
Oh, we lost our video.
Well, let's go ahead. Anyways, do you want to?
I'm not sure what's going on there, but we'll let's continue. It was on.
TV is off. I think.
Yeah, that's okay.
So the first thing is, you know, on a separate workstation.
Maybe we can turn it on.
You can install the ADK. No,
maybe not.
Well, okay. So,
do we still need the screen cap for this? Maybe we should turn the TV back on or figure out what's going on there. That's weird. It was on.
Maybe it turned off because it was on.
Still rolling. Oh, there we go. Okay. Well, we
did. We have the background when we.
No, it was there when we started. All right. So we're back. We can trim that maybe if we want. Anyway, we're not that professional on this show. All right, so let's see what we're looking at here.
So I've installed the ADK on this machine. This is my, you know, workstation. So there's a test in the ADK called the out-of-box experience performance test. Mm-hmm. So what you'll want to do is to package this as a standalone package. So you can click on configure and you package the job. Basically, the thing we'll do is to create a folder containing all, you know, the resources of that test. Okay. And then you'll copy that on the machine that you want to test Ubi for. Basically, you know, the only thing that you need, if you look at the assessment installation folder in that Windows Core Assessments folder, you want the folder matching the architecture of the test system you're going to be measuring. Okay. So in our case, it would be AMD 64. Mm-hmm. And you have those reg keys right there.
Oh,
add autologger.reg and timing. So I push a team to add a timing reg key because the normal one generates like gigabytes of traces.
Oh, okay.
It has everything you need to diagnose, you know, all kinds of issues.
Okay.
But the trace file may be very large.
Right.
And if you're on an entry level system, might be way too big, right? Maybe you're going to fill up the disk space, or the throughput of the drive is not high enough. You're dropping events. If that's the case, you go with a timing trace,
which is just a little bit more scaled back.
Exactly. You don't have all the call stacks, right?
Okay.
So you cannot tell what a process is doing, but at least you know which process is consuming CPU.
Okay.
Helps you then drill down and
at least get you the general data, even if it's not as specific.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if you want to add your own providers, you can also do that. So let me open, for example, the timing reg key. Let's take a look at what it actually is. So here you just have a normal reg key structure, but there are two lines you would like to, you may want to modify if you need to. It's the enable kernel flags line right here. So this is where you enable what providers in the kernel mode session you want to turn on. So CPU, memory, disk, right? So, but this is all in hex. Right?
Ah.
So how do you actually get the values to put into that reg key?
Right.
So this is a little bit of hacking, but basically what you can do is to use XPerf, that old tool
good old XPerf.
Yeah.
We all love it. Actually, I never loved it. But.
But there's a flag that's pretty useful here. It's the boot trace flag.
Okay.
So you type in XPerf-boot-trace, and let's say I only want to enable C-switch events. So C switch plus disk IO.
Context.
I only care about this, for example. Mm-hmm. Press enter. Oops. Let's just do C switch. Okay. So what this does, it doesn't do any tracing now. It only injected the reg keys in the registry.
Ah, okay.
So I can take a look at my registry.
Oh. Then you go see what it
under. So it's under HK local machine system current control set control WMI, and then you have auto loggers and global loggers.
Okay.
So this is useful for Ubi tracing, but if you want to do some automated tracing on every single boot to gather diagnostic data, you could use that as well. And if you look at the auto loggers, you actually have a lot of inbox, Windows OS loggers set up here that will capture some data for diagnostic or optimization purposes on every boot.
Okay.
But if you look at the global logger, here you have the enable kernel flags line. And the value here in hex is representing what I typed in on the command line.
Gotcha.
So I would know that if I only want to trace context switch events, that's the hex value. So all zeros except four in that position. And I would copy that out here.
Put it in there.
You would do the same thing for stack walking. So you have the stack walk filter here, all the values in hex. So again, you would just add boot trace, C switch, stack walk, type in the flags you want.
Okay, so you add the stack walk.
And then you would visualize the value in the registry and modify the reg key. Okay. There's no clean way of doing it, but I mean, it's quite straightforward, right?
Right. So the defaults probably make sense, though, for a lot of people.
Yes,
they wouldn't
really
need to modify.
This is more for like maybe OEMs that want to enable additional tracing for, I don't know, drivers or third-party software that they may have the GUIDs for.
Okay. They could add those in there.
So that's for kernel. And if you want to add user mode tracers, you have that template here.
Okay.
Basically, you would just, if you want to add something, you would copy that, those five lines. And the only thing you need to modify is the GUID of the provider.
Right.
So here is the GUID of the Windows Task Scheduler provider. So that reg key will allow me to look at any task popping up during UBI or after UBI that may be impacting performance. So to get the GUID, again, you can use XPerf with the providers flag on the command line. And you get all the supported providers with their names right here and their GUIDs.
Okay.
So you just, you would find what you need and copy the GUID and replace it here.
Okay.
Yeah. So before we continue, I'll just, while I think about it, disable the tracing session so I'm not tracing on the next boot. So there's a start keyword. It's set to 1, so that means on the next reboot, it will start tracing.
I see.
If I set it to 0, it won't be tracing on the next reboot.
Okay.
So that's how you modify the reg key. No.
Okay.
But again, as you mentioned, the default should be good enough for
the
most people.
The defaults in those reg files we supply.
Yes. Should be good enough
to
diagnose
most issues. If they really want to get sophisticated, that's great. Yeah.
Well, so you could also be removing stuff.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I was tracing, a while back, one system, very entry level, 2 cores CPU, very slow rotational drive, and even the timing one was dropping events.
Still too much.
Too much. So I scaled it back, removed a few providers that were not necessary for the kind of investigations we're doing, and then it worked fine.
Right.
So that's how you do it.
Good to know. So it's all about what goes in that registry key.
Yep. So the next step is to have a USB key prepped with that folder, that AMD64 folder for the assessment.
Okay.
And we're going to copy that on the test machine. So
this whole folder.
Yeah, this whole folder on the USB key.
Okay.
Yep.
And you put that on your machine that's going to run UBI.
Yep. So. So we're going to boot the machine, and then the first time we get on the UBI screen, we can do Shift F10, open a console.
Okay.
And then once you're on the console, you can inject the reg keys we talked about, reboot, and then you're going to have
USB key.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So let's power it on.
Let's boot this up. Hopefully we have video output here.
So we're seeing the OEM logo. Yeah. So it's booting.
See if we can get that on camera.
So it might take some time, but eventually we'll get on the interactive UBI screen where the user can interact with.
Yeah, we may not have audio. We may not have screen cap here.
Well, at this point, we're initializing the graphics stack. At this point, maybe we have HDMI output. No, we don't.
No HDMI. Well, maybe we can see it on camera here.
So let me disconnect that. It'll be easier this side. So
Okay. So we're booted into UBI now. This is the normal hi there, welcome to Windows thing.
So what you want to do is Shift F10.
Shift F10.
Opens a console.
Okay.
And you want to have the test package on the box. You don't want to be, you know, tracing from the USB key if you have the test package on the USB key.
Oh, so you want to copy it all over to the C drive or to somewhere on the hard drive.
Exactly. So the guys in the lab already done that for me. So it's on the root. So let me go to the root. And it should be in the UBI folder. Yep, I got that here. And if I look, so there's my assessment folder here. So I'm just going to navigate to the assessment folder.
Okay, so this is what you copied over from your workstation.
The workstation. And in there, I'm going to have the x86 and the AMD64 folders. Okay. I go to AMD64.
AMD64.
And in there, I should have my autologger's keys. So add underscore. Autologger, minimal reg, should have also, I think, the timing. Oh, the guys in the lab only copied the minimal reg key.
Okay, well, but whichever one you want to use.
Exactly.
So you just run that reg file.
Enter.
And it'll prompt you.
Ask me if I want to continue to add those values in the registry. I click yes. Oh, I'm so used to touch.
Alt-Y.
Whoa, the pad, the pad is not working.
You hit enter.
Yep, okay.
There you go. Okay,
so now all the reg keys are injected in the registry.
Okay, so
but it's not tracing yet.
Right, because these are boot start tracing. Right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you need to reboot.
And in any case, it would be too late, right, in the process. We want to really start tracing from the beginning.
Okay.
So the next step is to type in the shutdown command, slash R for reboot, slash T, zero, without any timeouts, and enter. It will reboot.
Reboot. Go back into UBI.
Go back into UBI.
But this time with the tracing on.
Exactly.
Okay.
And now I don't want to go through the whole process because it could be time consuming, but
right.
Once you've done that, you get to the desktop, right? And in the same folder, the assessment folder that we had the registry keys in, there's going to be a stop autologgers.cmd script.
Okay.
So you just
run that to
do
stop,
that.
Stop
so basically,
trace.
You'll just. Well, without a mouse, it's going to be hard, but yeah, you go through UBI as you would normally do. I don't have a product key, so I'll do this later. And accept the EULA. Skip this step for the Wi-Fi. Yeah, there's a lot of screen.
Yeah.
Use Express settings. And we're going to get to that colored screen. Mm-hmm. And it's still tracing in the background.
Right.
You could automate the whole thing if you wanted to with unattended.xml files.
Okay.
This is documented on MSDN.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. So I need to create a local admin account. I need to put a hint, so it's 88888.
That's a very secure password.
Oh, it cannot be the same as my password. Oh, 99999. Oh.
Oh, no, we've
You get it. But yeah, you get to the desktop.
You run through UBI like normal. And then you run that CMD file to stop the traces and save them.
Yes, yes. Right. It doesn't have to be right after you get to the desktop.
Right.
Could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes later.
Right. If you're slow after you get to the desktop, you're going to want to know why.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Great.
But that's it.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
great.
We can close this.
Right.
But that's as simple as it is. So you do that, you get to the desktop at one point,
mm-hmm.
and then the same folder, you're going to have a stop tracing.cmd script.
Oh, okay.
So if we go back to my machine here, there's a CMD script here.
Disable. Oh.
Yeah, stop autologger.cmd.
Stop autologger. So you would do that after you get to the desktop?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, whenever you feel like you're ready to stop tracing.
Oh, right. Okay.
So if the system is not responsive right after you get to the desktop, you may want to continue tracing for some amount of time to figure out what's going on. Why is the system slow at that point? Is it group policy scripts, services, you know, running amok in the background, boot processes or whatnot? So you stop with that script. It will generate a trace file and a log folder. And you'll just copy that onto your workstation.
Okay.
And once you have that, you go back to the ADK.
Okay.
And then you can in the assessment parameters, specify the path to the Ubi logs that were gathered on the machine. So you copy the traces back onto that machine.
Okay, and that's just an ETL file.
It's an ETL file, and you got the log subfolder that has, you know, some event logs in there.
Okay.
But you don't necessarily need those. Everything for purpose of this assessment is in the ETL.
Okay.
But no, if you cannot diagnose the problem with the ETL, you have the Panther logs, the event logs in the logs folder.
Okay, so you just grab that whole folder.
Yeah, the whole thing. So just the path through that ETL, and you run it. It will take maybe 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, you get this report.
Okay.
So you get the first log on time, which is the main metric, right? How much time does it take for the user after they enter all their credentials, they create the account, and they select their settings. Do they want to enable Cortana, stuff like that. They click enter, and then have to wait 2-3 minutes,
okay.
Hopefully, or maybe 5 or 10, you never know. But that will tell you how much time it took. The interesting thing is, no, we have a trace.
Okay, so this first log on time is after they sort of finish the UI part of Ubi and they hit go, and then we sit there and...
The last button they clicked, and then they have to wait.
And it's flashing and saying, hi.
We're prepping stuff for you, right. Setting things up.
Okay.
So on that machine, it takes 2 minutes. So that's pretty good. Actually our target internally. But we've seen bad behaviors in the past, like 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
And that's not a clean system, never been booted. So you want to diagnose what's going on.
Right, okay.
And then you would click on that link in the ADK, in the Windows Assessment Console UI, and it will open the trace with WPA.
And then you can do your standard kind of WPA performance analysis.
Yes. And what the assessment does, basically, and I mean, you could just crack open the ETL trace you got from that box.
Mm-hmm.
But the assessment will generate that regions, that activities graph, mm-hmm. right? So you know exactly where in the trace first log on animation happened. So this is really when we were waiting for 2 minutes on that color flashing UI.
Oh, okay.
And then we have post Ubi.
And this is at the desktop.
Here the desktop is ready. So at the end of first log on anim, the desktop is shown to the user. And then post Ubi is analogous to what we've seen last time I was here with post boot.
Yeah.
How much time does it take for resources to idle out?
Settle down.
CPU, disk. Yeah. But basically, you would just go ahead and do same thing we've done before with boot traces.
Keep losing our TV for some reason.
Zoom in. Yeah.
I'm going to go grab that remote just so we can turn that on. That is weird. We're not in the normal studio today, so we're dealing with weird. All right. Anyway.
So we got a computation, storage KPIs, as with Booth, and you would do the same kind of analysis. So there's really no issue on that machine, but you can see what processes could be causing a bottleneck. Here I have some inbox services. I do have MSMPENG consuming CPU post desktop.
Oh, that's your antivirus.
That's Windows Defender. Mm-hmm. So if you were preloading a third party, could be causing massive CPU usage, scanning files because it's never been booted.
Right.
It doesn't have a cache of what's clean or what's secure on the box. So it could be scanning in the background, impacting the user experience. But basically, it's the same graphs we've seen on previous episodes. So.
So we can, essentially, at this point, the analysis that you're doing is similar to what you would do in the boot analysis.
Yes.
Or really any kind of generic kind of perf analysis.
Exactly.
Kind of troubleshooting.
I mean, here the big problem was, how do you gather a trace on the box that doesn't have the OS running?
Right, because you can't just go run WPA or WPR. With no OS up yet. So let's get the right reg keys in there, run those reg files, modify them if you have to.
Yeah. You were asking a question before we start recording. When you add a second user to the box, right, and you log in, it might be very slow to add that second user.
You kind of go through that first run experience for the new profile.
So it's the same. You could use the same process. You boot the machine, you log in, then you add a second user, you log in that second user, and then you stop tracing.
Right. Yeah, very cool.
So that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, that's pretty awesome. So again, people can go back and look at the earlier episodes if you want to see some related content on, you know, boot performance analysis, et cetera. And this is more like the first run boot performance.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Not after boot.
But for, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Great. So just one more tool in the toolbox, which is what we're about. Awesome. So thanks for sharing that with us, Sylvain.
No problem.
As always, if you have questions or comments, put them in the show notes below or email us at defragtools@microsoft.com. And we'll see you next week with one more thing with Sylvain.
Thanks.